Christmas Day, 2023, Lamar Jackson has thrown 55 TD passes and only 5 interceptions. I looked through other quarterback histories last night to see if I could find any better stretch. Patrick Mahomes, the best I could find near the beginning of his career, was 61 TD passes and 12 interceptions or 11 interceptions. Certainly amazing, but not Lamar Jackson amazing. And then there's Tom Brady, who had 54 TD passes and 8 interceptions during a stretch of his career, around 2007, give or take. Still not Lamar Jackson. And unlike those two, I mean, Tom Brady didn't run much at all. Patrick Mahomes obviously does. But they don't compare to Lamar Jackson on the ground. It's not even close. Jackson will go down in history as one of the greatest rushing quarterbacks, at least, you know, modern NFL history. And, you know, based on all the other great dominant run-heavy quarterbacks, Lamar Jackson has a chance to, you know, break the record, keep the record for a while. We'll see what happens. But in addition to that, to do what he's doing with the efficiency in the passing game just puts him on another level. As some of you may have heard a few days ago on the podcast, I talked about trading Patrick Mahomes because I had Lamar Jackson. It was a tough call. I traded him to someone who I'm competing against this week. I saw that Mahomes was facing the Bills in Buffalo. I just didn't like that matchup. Justin Herbert was facing the Titans, and he has Justin Herbert as well. And I just thought, well, if I can get him to start Patrick Mahomes, I think I have a better chance than if he starts Herbert. So we worked out a deal, and I think he gets the better end of the deal in general, fantasy playoffs. Mahomes has a smooth sailing, by and large. And he entered this week as the overall QB1, but Jackson in points per game is the QB2, and he might wrap up this week as the QB1. It's hard to understand, I guess, how Jackson could be doing this, given the fact that he's averaging fewer rushing yards per game than at any time in his career. It's actually half that of his 2019 breakout, when he averaged about 80 rushing yards. He's now averaging around, I think it's like 32, 33, something like that. He's also, paradoxically, averaging the most yards per carry. And that includes the 2 1-yard, you know, kneel downs that he did last night at the end of the game. He's still averaging 6.9 yards per carry. So he's running less, but he's more efficient than ever. And he's also quite possibly wrapped up this week as the QB1 in points per game. It defies logic in many ways. If you had said 3-4 years ago that Lamar Jackson would be known more for his passing than for his running, at the age of 28, that would seem kind of nuts, given the trajectory that he was on, that he was on track to challenge for the all-time QB rushing record. And he still might. But he's also left 2 seasons early due to injuries, a sprained knee in one, a sprained ankle in the other. I think it was 2021, 2022. And he came back in, I think it was one of those years, 2023 or 2024, that he was back to his old form, but one of them he wasn't. And this year we're seeing an even more conservative Lamar Jackson on the ground. He's really not running as much. He's just doing a great job with it. And that is remarkable to me. I wasn't banking on that when I drafted him at the late second round of my 14-team league. I thought I was going to get 800-yard rushing Lamar Jackson. That's what I figured was going to happen. I figured, realistically, 50, 45 yards a game for 17 games, that was doable. Maybe even push in 60 yards a game, even if he plays only 15 games or 14 games, that's still going to put him over 800. It does look like he's going to get there. Something would have to change. And clearly, facing the Dolphins was a good thing for them. They were 1-5 in the basement of the AFC North as recently as a week ago at 1-5. Now they're 3-5, and they go on the road to Minnesota, but then they have this seemingly competitive schedule where they get the Bengals, you know, a couple times. They'll get the Browns. They get the Steelers at home coming up, and they control their own destiny. Whereas a week ago they were 1-5, they're 3-5, and they have a chance to control their own destiny, which is good news, obviously, for those who have Lamar Jackson or Derrick Henry or anybody else on the team. That this is a team that looks like they could be competitive into December, where they need Lamar Jackson at his best and they need everybody at their best, not sitting out because they're kind of hurt. They're out there because the playoffs are on the line, kind of thing. And again, it is a pretty short podcast episode, but it's just sitting back and marveling at what Lamar Jackson is doing. The bigger test will be when he, for example, faces Cleveland's much tougher defense, whether he can still put up, you know, 20-plus fantasy points. But, you know, much like Patrick Mahomes, Jackson last night put up something like 23, 24 fantasy points in like, you know, less than three quarters. I mean, it was a remarkable showing. And he very well might be at the top of his game, even if as a rusher, he is the worst, quote unquote, that he's ever been. I'm BJ Riddell, Fantasy Football for Winners. Follow me on the blog, email me anytime. See you tomorrow.